So let's talk about our next case, case three. This lady attends and said she saw the chiropractor yesterday. She's been having problems with her back. These are long-term recurrent and they're due to a slight scoliosis because she had a motor vehicle accident when she was 17 years old. The chiropractor just recently gave her click acupuncture to her neck and her back and also cracked her back and evened up her hips at the same time because the right hip was higher than the left. Now, she mentioned she wants a pill script. The last pap was 6 years ago, and one of these pap smears was abnormal. And she hasn't had a pap smear for a while. Doctor reminds her that she's going to need to have a pap smear. She mentions she has some nausea, would like to vomit, and has a headache. Ever since she's had the manipulation to her back and her hip, and the chiropractor told her that this is because her nervous system was in shock, but her nervous system was reacting in a good way. The body's never been this good before, and the body needs to get used to it, to being so good. Okay, you take these issues on board and keep on working. The shoulder blades are okay, they're level, on examination. There's a slight asymmetry of the shoulder blades with bending over, so there's definitely some issue with scoliosis. There's some neck discomfort residual from the treatment yesterday. Patient mentioned she used to be a powerlifter, and if she lifts heavy weights, it pinches in the left intrascapular area. You suggest that it would be best if to look at her back to see some x-rays. And you suggest to her that maybe not to do any further manipulation or treatments until some of these pain issues are sorted out. The patient starts getting very unhappy. She said, mentions, I'm actually here for my throat. So you do an examination, find the temperature's 37.8, sinuses are okay, and some cervical node discomfort to palpation. So you put her on some antibiotics. You take her blood pressure, you give her a strip for some Pearl. Now, the patient's getting very upset that any suggestion that chiropractic treatment should slow or stop. She leaves you and goes to the front counter and she's crying at reception.